Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast on a Monday. Brought to you by Barry Jesbera. Oh, brought to you by Albert. El compa el Albert. Look at him, bro. Look at him. Hey, you're looking svelte. I believe is the word.
Why does he keep doing that?
Let it breathe, compa. And myself, Esteban Garcia III, alias El Champs, owner, operator of Three Punk Ales. Woo! No, we don't get excited for that anymore. Woo-hoo! Once upon a time, that was hella exciting.
You still involved over there?
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I work there, dog. Today is Monday, so make sure you go in there.
Who's there today?
Kiki's in there today, but on Mondays on Little Italy and in Three Punk on 3rd Avenue, bro, we have the best deals. $12 crawlers. Mm. Get your $12 crawlers. Get your $5 pints for Padres games at Little Italy, bro. It's your pre-party central for all Padres games. Go down to Little Italy on Indy Street. Grab yourself a sandwich. Grab yourself a sandwich down the block. Mona Lisa's number 11, the traditional.
That's what you get?
18 or number 11?
Conto?
It's been a minute since I've gotten one of those. I was every time I go to Little Italy, so it was like maybe once or twice a week, I would be loading up on a sandwichon. No, yeah, era mucho, bro. I started looking like you.
Too many carbs. I'm not eating
too
anymore.
Too many carbs. Brought to you by the wonderful people at Grasshopper. For all your medicinal, recreational cannabis needs, make sure you pay them a visit. I assure you they have the Emo Brown pre-roll. Why? Because we were down there. Barry Jesbera was down there for 420. Barry, how was that all?
Fantastic.
Look at you, bro. True to form. That's my guy. So much to talk about today. So little time. Let's get into it right now. Big shout out. Big shout out
to who?
To Kula Yoga. What an event, bro. I'm bummed you missed it. You didn't go this week.
Dude, Saturdays and Sundays are work time, bro. I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
That's when most people are out and about seeing houses, okay. You know, because they work during the week.
Nobody really goes during the week for open houses?
It's open houses is rare, but even showings, you know, people get off of work at 5, 6 by the time they get situated.
Neta. Well, so I can see that.
Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings is kind of my.
You still fully bread cater these open houses or just certain ones?
Certain ones.
Yeah? Like which ones?
So we do a mega open house on the front one. So
mega like, open house.
Taquero, todo el show.
Neta.
Yeah, but I was.
Grupo firme en fuerza regida on premise plane.
En vivo. But no, I was doing showings, like private showings, like showing them other, not open houses this weekend. Mm. But when we do open houses, like the first weekend, we do taquero.
Todo el pedo.
DJ.
Selling houses going good?
Yeah.
Blessed. Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you need a stretch in your life because this Saturday on 420, we did some stretching here, Barry.
Yeah,
we had Kula Yoga come out and lead our Emo Brown yoga session.
Yo, look at shit that, ton of bro. People came.
We had about, I would say, between 20 and 25 participants for yoga. Completely unexpected. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect when we started promoting this. Everyone loved it. Everyone loved it.
Eddie
bro.
Was having a tall day. Look, dude, he looks tall. In
Kula
picture.
Yoga came through. They brought three of their yoga instructors, and they absolutely killed it, dog. Three different styles of yoga, 75 minutes, sponsored by Grasshopper and Sluggers, bro. So Sluggers came through with some tasty edibles, gummies, some tasty pre-rolls, bro.
You like, leftovers or no?
We have some leftovers. We have a lot of leftovers, but a lot of the product disappeared, bro, in a good way. Like, everybody came in, and it was a legit yoga sesh.
I can show you guys what they missed out
go
on.
Go ahead. What did they miss
boom.
Out on?
Boom. All okay. right. On the edible side, we had the Cushy Punches. 100 milligrams.
So holy
people
shit.
People out there dying doing yoga. It was awesome.
Nice. Actually, milligrams?
I saw a few people doing before the yoga, and they seemed okay.
Okay.
Which I was proud of, you know?
Did you just take your Cushy Punch?
I did not yet, no.
Handle.
Right now?
Then we had the Sluggers. Little, what do they call them?
Sluggers? I don't know, but that one did some damage, bro. I hadn't smoked since like January or early February, and that's the only time I've smoked this year.
Yeah.
I'm not a big smoker. I just can't hang, bro. I'm too old and my deficiencies are low, but I took a toke. Everybody that was here was smoking.
Just child's pose.
You didn't even need to smoke. Yeah, like, it was so boxed in here.
We were on some freaking up and smoke shit, homie. It was hella poofy and cloudy
room?
In the big room, bro.
God, damn.
Se puso bonito. Se puso bonito.
Did you partake in the actual yoga?
I was there for, okay, so it was.
You did 75 minutes of yoga.
Okay, so it's broken down into three components.
Okay.
The intro level, or the introduction one, was kind of like to get you ready, to
stretch,
warm you up. That one was good.
On.
The second one, that was intense, bro. They were doing some moves and putting their hands and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Contortion shit was not for me.
Yeah,
the third one was sick, too,
that was nice
because one. The third one was kind of like, Mimi's time yoga. You were just kind of relaxing your body, dejándote ir, compa, bien relajado. La verdad.
Pinche pedote.
I heard a couple, but I ain't gonna say nothing. But yeah, it was very relaxing. And then, bro, they started chanting. I was scared for a little bit. I was like, what's going on?
I think that's how cults get started.
Yes,
bro.
They were like, oh, majla dum, bun, dun, dun, dun. Respectfully. I don't know what he was saying, and I don't know the language.
Just summoned a demon or something.
But they were definitely out there doing some things. Big ups to the whole crew. Had a blast. Shout out. Put the spotlight on Barry Albert.
BJ.
This motherfucker did all three segments of yoga.
75 minutes
straight, bro.
I don't quit.
He did it. I think he got stuck.
I didn't throw up either. I was very proud.
Well, we'll save that for tonight, bro. We're going back to boxing tonight. You're in? You're in.
I'm in.
Are you in?
What time?
7:30 in the p.m.
Yeah.
Bitch, are you in?
Confident, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we? Yeah. Weight-wise, pH. We're getting close.
We're not that close. We got a month.
Bro, it's April 22nd.
Oh, shit.
And you have till January 3rd.
Oh, yeah. We have about 6 weeks.
Is that 6 weeks?
Yeah.
All right,
cool. Dude, I found this lady at the swap meet yesterday that tells Maribel Guardiati. She said 8 pounds if I don't do nothing, dog.
Really?
Go away. She's like, if you work out a little bit, 15 pounds, no questions asked.
And you look like Maribel Guardia?
I'll get skinny like her, and then I just got to get the work done, the sculpture done.
You're going to get a Colombian faja, aren't
they
you?
They said she had no work done. That's the, isn't that the rumor?
Who?
She's all
natural. Maribel Guardia?
Who's that,
John Sebastian's first wife?
Nah, bro.
Well, that's his song, but.
Yeah?
Yeah.
John Sebastian was a slut. He was cool, bro.
That was smooth.
He was the guy. He was the guy.
You don't know who Maribel Guardia is?
No, I don't remember. Probably got to remember her face. But
I'll bring it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not right now. Go ahead. Wait for later. Not interested in this. We're on a time constraint, dog.
I'm going to get the tea, dude.
What are you at today?
202 this morning.
And you need to be at, remind us.
185. That ain't a problem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
It's 15 pounds.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, 15 pounds.
It's been over a month since we made this bet.
I got heavier.
Yeah.
But your scale
went north, fool.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Is today I started taking it serious, dog.
Today
was the day.
What determines your level of seriousness?
I walked downstairs, right?
Mm?
And I almost got on the Peloton, dog.
Oh, shit. Really?
I looked at it and I was like, me and you.
You and me got a date tonight. You know what? Honestly, boxing will help you. It's very beneficial.
I'm going to throw up. Huh?
Don't eat. Don't eat like 3 hours prior. If you're going to boxing at 7:30, which is going to be cardio heavy today, bro. I already know.
Because
you were jogging inside of the ring. We doing some jumping.
The hard part is the abs. Yeah, when he makes you do those little fucking
A lot of plyo movements. A lot of stop and go, stop and go. Boom, boom, boom.
Is he going to make fun of me when I quit?
No one makes fun of you when you quit, dog. Just yourself. You have a daughter coming up. Use that as motivation.
Damn, dog.
I'm saying. Do you want Angel Cortez, OG Pumpkin, to walk in and take your child, and you're not going to be able to do nothing?
I resend that shit to people all the time. I'm like, yo, there's really motherfuckers out there like that, bro.
Yeah.
Black belt with guns, dog.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Yeah.
Take your kid, dog.
You're take your kid. Do nothing. You can't do nothing, bro.
He said it, dude.
Yeah.
He looked you dead in the eye. He's talking to you.
Nah, he looked at you, fool.
Oh, my bad.
He looked at me. He's like, nah, this motherfucker wears Crocs. He knows what's up. 7:30 p.m. House of Boxing on Rio.
I'm down the street. I live down the street.
Oh, that's right, bro. You're in National City.
Downtown South, they call it.
Downtown South.
Coronado West.
It is awesome. I feel it is very important to kind of get back into it. And he being Angel Cortez, sent me a list of dates. He recommends we do one long day.
Okay.
We go up. We do one long day of training at their facility. And then we hang out the next day. Like, if we spend the night up there, we go. And we go have lunch, breakfast. And then we come home. And that's a wrap. But one long day. Are you still in?
Yeah.
All right, because I'm going.
But it has to be sooner than later.
It's before May.
Yeah.
It's before May.
Well,
the end of May.
So next week.
Before the end of May.
Okay.
But yeah, there's some dates on there that's for the later part of April. Barry, you're still in for that?
Of course.
Damn, Barry just wants to be like John Wick, bro.
I want to be John Wick doing yoga.
But except you run over cats. You were telling us earlier that you like to kill animals.
Unfortunately, yeah, that happens. Yeah.
See, so this guy kills animals on accident. You are not John Wick.
It was an unfortunate accident. I tried to avoid hitting children. I mean, who do you want me to hit?
Nothing, bro.
Well.
So, yes.
The brakes. That's the correct answer.
All right.
Get you fit, homie. Get you fit.
Dude, I'm going to hit 185, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll come in here, sauna suit, bro.
I'll give you an opportunity to pay me $100 next Monday to weasel your way out of this bet.
I don't like the implication of weasel. Like, you could have just said buy your way out.
All right, buy your way out.
But now he said weasel. For the principal, I'll pay the $200.
Pauly Shore weasel?
Yeah, so I don't fucking weasel the shit.
There it is, brother. Shit. You know who's doing really well?
Who?
Who's doing really well?
Let's give a shout out to one of our guys. one of the first recipients, Generation One recipients of the scholarship for the Emo Brown Foundation. Oh, this young shit. Man right here. This young man right here, se llama Jose. He's one of the original Emo Brown Foundation scholars receiving a scholarship. He shared recently that he graduated from Cal State San Marcos with his BA, bro.
Hell yeah.
He's been working for an organization in San Diego now for the past years. And he's only 22. This journey has not been easy, bro. If he came in and he talked to us about it, so many barriers, so many obstacles, no excuses, though. Determination, resilience, and a heart to succeed. Right there, he's with the homie J-Clip. J-Clip, bro. J-Clip is a man of the people. They call him Street Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know who does. I just like the way that sounds.
Somebody calls him that.
Right. I'm pretty sure somebody calls
We're
him
gonna
that.
We're going to call him that now.
No, hey, every now and then we do some good shit. Mm-hmm. That I wanted to make sure we highlighted. He was also here at Yoga Sesh on 420. He was here. He got on a sick one. Everybody was high, bro. Is it bad to be high?
Is it bad to be high? No, I took a little edible before before the boxing contest this weekend.
Go ahead.
And it was tight. Just giggle, dog. It's funny.
I had a positive experience.
Yeah.
I had a positive experience this time around. Because I was just hanging out, let everything go. I just became one with the joint, and then I became one with the yoga event, and it was good.
It's like shrooms. It like elevates whatever your current mood is.
Okay. I can
at least
that.
With the edibles.
I can see that.
With smoking, dude, I get high too fast.
Because,
like, you cough, that third cough, and you're like, oh, shit.
I'm guilty of, like, oh, shit, the Padre game's about to start. Let's smoke in the parking lot real quick before we walk in. So, like, I'll hit it super hard, and I'm like, no, I just fucked my shit up. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like what I need to do is, like you said, just get in that mental space of positivity and just chilling. It's like, Satsuke, let's go to the game. And then that's a wrap.
Yeah, no, we got there, just grabbed the gummy, took it, and then just let it do its thing. You know, you're not worried about it.
That fight,
they're cooking
bro.
Fucking ribs, dog.
That fight, bro.
Also, we're Ryan Garcia, dog.
I'm a fan. I've seen a lot of hate for King Ryan Garcia online. A lot of it is warranted.
That, yeah, you don't see a Mexican fighter go down with a body punch like that.
I mean,
at the tank fight.
They dehydrated him, bro.
That's true.
Le quitaron la agua. He did have a hydration clause.
That's crazy, huh?
That's bananas.
He could use some liquid death.
So I'm telling you, hey, you know what? Let's take that opportunity right now to sponsor a little bit. Thank you to our liquid sponsor for all things non-alcoholic on the Emo Brown podcast. Big ups to Christian Sosa. He actually was our first official episode of Local Love Monday.
And such a good one.
Yeah.
A lot of you don't know, Local Love Monday is a new segment that we do on the podcast. We release it every Monday. Sin falta, sin duda, we release these episodes 7 in the morning. It's already brought up, and it's brought to you by the wonderful people at Full Circle Group.
Hey.
That's right. Brought to you and sponsored by Full. Yeah, for all of your real estate leads, whether you're buying, selling, or investing.
That guy was 185.
Put your trust in Full Circle Group. Damn.
I don't think Fabio's weight hasn't started with a 1 in a long time, but he's a bigger dude.
Go ahead. Why do you feel obliged to just bring others around you down?
No.
You feel like you're sinking, and fuck it, I'm gonna grab at anything that's around me,
yeah,
bro.
Dude,
most of the time it's a donut or a door.
I would have fit on that door with the fucking Titanic shit, dog. We'll I wouldn't have it. Swung, coming.
No?
Nah, me and Kate Winslet would have been up there chilling.
Local Love Mondays, yeah. Though. Every Monday, you're gonna get an episode released on a. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I'm simply releasing it right now on our Spotify. All right, so if you're a Spotify member or you're on there, just go on there and listen and watch the video. Maybe as these shows start accumulating and picking up, I'll start a new segment under the YouTube channel, and
for
we'll
sure.
just put them under there. The website that's currently under construction to do some cool stuff that we'll go into a little later. But Local Love Monday, we just started doing that, brought to you by the Full Circle Group. The first guest that we had set on was El Compa Christian Sosa, regional manager, sales representative for Liquid Death, bro.
Cool as fuck.
He's the guy who made this shit happen for us, the product sponsorship here for Emo Brown, the
just
podcast.
Just genuinely positive dude.
I agree, man.
Posted some shit on Instagram, like some sad shit. He sent me like a nice message, bro.
Like what?
Not a, like sad shit, but like I got fired by a client type shit. And he was like, dude,
you got fired by a client?
Yeah. He felt I was too South Bay.
Is that bad?
That I didn't know East County well enough.
You don't know about Bonita?
But as a real estate agent, oh, hey, watch your mouth. As a real estate agent, that is a thing. You need to be a well-rounded geography guy.
I don't think there's anybody better rounded than me.
I see what you did there.
But, no, I mean, I've sold everywhere from here to Riverside County, right? So it was just, I think, somebody's sales pitch was, hey, I'm the East County guy. Just like I pulled out the Chula tattoo and somebody was looking to buy a house in Chula, right? And, you know, he bit and it's all good.
What do you do with information like that? How do you process it? What do you do to rebound, or what's the move?
Well, then you start I start rethinking my marketing, right?
Yeah.
Do I still stay super South Bay heavy? But I fucking love it here, so.
I say just stop the South Bay and just stay heavy.
Those two things are happening parallel.
$200 coming our way.
That's all I heard, bro. $200, bro. $200. If you would have bet.
Christian Sosa, super fucking nice guy. Let me finish my thought.
Go ahead.
Nicest.
Great guy, dude. Super positive dude. Send me a real nice message. The feed my bottle. Oh, shit. Carefully. But yeah, so shout out to Christian Sosa.
That's our guy. Episode one.
He gave us one more reason to like LA, which we need. We need more of those.
Yeah, LA's cool, bro.
The people from LA.
People from LA are cool. I'm not sure I like going to LA as much anymore. It's way too trafficking. There's a lot of
scary
good things
out there.
There's
too,
a
though.
Lot of things going on. You're
wearing big chains,
bro.
Though.
Nah, I took them. Debo mentality. See it.
Oh, here, car in the car.
But if you would have bet $100 on King Ryan Garcia.
You
all right,
700.
You would have, because he was a plus 700 guy, dog. I saw him at plus 550. Yep. I saw him at plus 6. I saw him at plus 7.
Round
I saw
three,
him at
he was
plus
still plus 550.
Even after
bet.
A knockdown, unreal, bro. Basically, King Ryan
really.
Is crazy. Let's be real.
Is he though?
Crazy
is...
smart?
Ah,
crazy smart, or just on a sick one? Because I feel his marketing and self promotion of his brand second to none. He knew what he had to do. He was controversial. He went all in on it. You can't have ass that kind of shit. You're either all in or you're not.
Because he was clean cut to the
go
tank
ahead.
Fight.
Yeah.
Took an L.
Mm.
And then went
time to rebrand.
This manic shit.
I got to rebrand this shit. And he rebranded it. Talked a lot of shit. Him and Devin Haney went at it, bro.
But this is their seventh fight.
First professionally.
Yeah, but like, even you're just looking at the way that they, you know, the odds. And you're like, dude, they're 3-3.
Yeah.
Like, this is a matchup. The fuck?
Go ahead.
It just felt disrespectful.
Well, he did it to himself. Did he purposely do it? Was this part of the scheme?
They said he bet $2 million on himself.
Why wouldn't you, bro?
He cashed that.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you, bro?
I guess that's not like other sports where you
yeah,
can bet
you're
on
a
yourself,
fighter.
Right?
You're betting on yourself. You are the sole person responsible for your outcome, for your performance. You're in that ring with that guy.
Yeah.
You know, if I was a boxer, like professionally, and I knew my skill set. And I knew how talented I was.
Did you watch the fight?
Yeah.
Did you watch the fight, BJ?
I did not.
Did the ref save Haney?
The ref was very protective of Haney, dog.
I mean, it was like, fuck, dude.
I was like, let him fight, bro.
He's holding him for a second.
He's doing his thing. Like, let Garcia throw some punches, bro. I was watching it. We were at home. Wifey was, I don't know what she was watching, probably like this. Oh, right now she's into the Stallone family shit, like the reality show for the Stallone family. And I'm watching, I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, going crazy. And this motherfucker was just knocking Haney down.
He knocked him down like 7 times, bro. And 4 of them were considered slips.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a little.
Bottom line, plus 550.
All day.
He put in $2 million of his own money on himself.
May 12th,
dog. Who's crazy?
I don't know, but De La Hoya was on that. Fuck it.
Oh, De La Hoya was on that.
De La Hoya was on that.
He was Candy Canyon, bro.
Yo, that
Candy
the whole time, dude. Just no control of his lower part of his head.
Oh, man. You know what? That reminds me. Shout out to all my cousins. Shout out to all my cousins, bro. The cousins that work in Pacific Northwest, on the East Coast, you know, Virginia. All of them is primos, speaking of cocaine. Well done, cousins. Big love. They always tell me, hey, they're like, hey, cousins, send me a shout out, dog. We listen to you everywhere. I said, all right, cool. They're traveling.
The perfect moment.
They're prevailing welders. I think, what are they called? Journeyman welders.
Welders or iron workers?
Welders, bro. They make fucking loot, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Well,
they're journeyed out.
Guys.
That's crazy.
So
yeah.
I'm telling my kids, I'm like, fuck school, dude.
Trade schools.
At least one kid I got to get into trade school.
Yeah.
One kid I'm going to put into the university. And then one dude is going to be an athlete, I feel. Maybe. Maybe a mathlete.
Ooh.
Dude. Okay, so now what? What goes on with King Ryan Garcia moving forward?
I don't know. I don't know if he gives the rematch or if he just goes through the division and sees what's up. But I don't think he'll ever fight 140 again. I think
that night after the fight, he was in the subways. Just posted, bro. Suited and booted. No socks. Mexicaned out. And then just hanging out on the subway. Just relaxing, bro. Having a blast.
So is he crazy or no?
He's not crazy. He knows what
it's
he's
all marketing?
Doing. Crazy. He knows. He knows what he's doing.
He's never been hit too hard, right? Like, he does. It's not early CTE.
I don't. No. I mean, he's been a boxer.
Well, yeah.
He has 6 amateur fights with Devin Haney. How the hell do you not know that he has a left hook after 6 fights with him? Did he all of a sudden just figure this left out? No. And everybody online was talking shit, bro. I wish I was home. I was at a pinche, where were we? Saturday was busy, Barry.
Very busy.
Saturday, we started the day off at Little League, and then we started the day off here for the 420 yoga sesh, and then we had Little League, and then El Compa Dwayne, it was his 3-year anniversary, got an opportunity to hang out with his beautiful family.
Pulled up for that.
Yeah, you were there for that. I saw you when I was leaving, had a drink of beers, talked to the family, embraced, shared stories, boom, boom, boom. As a matter of fact, this week, probably today, as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to release the episode with Dwayne. Our last podcast that we did together. Very moving, dog. Just listening to my guy. I'll have a little glass of whiskey, sit down. I usually do this alone without anybody. Wifey knows. She's like, oh, okay. But I couldn't do it this weekend. We were so busy. So after the Dwayne event, we went to my tío and my tía's 50th wedding anniversary, bro. Yeah, so we were ping, pong, pong everywhere. I didn't get home until, like, the fight was about to start. And I told the wife, I was like, fuck, I missed it. I was trying to, like, drop some bets, do my thing. And then when it ended, I said, hey, if I would have bet even $100, you know. I was going to bet $250. I was going to bet $250. That was my marker. Boom, $250. I made some money.
You have some free bets or what?
I would have made some money.
Yeah,
I would have made some money, dog. Bottom line, I think he's positioned for greatness, bro.
We'll see. I will say the real bet was by decision. Ryan Garcia by decision was plus 1,800 at the start of the week.
I didn't see that.
It sat at plus 1,200.
Really? Damn, dog. That's so ridiculous. Somebody made sick, money.
Though. Oh, there's...
Because you know Ryan did not bet on decision.
No.
He just bet to win.
Yeah.
Bet to win.
But, like, you know, you bet...
Do they really hate each other?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, I think boxing's all... You ever watch the Ali movie?
¿Cuál de todas?
With Will Smith?
Yeah.
The best one?
Go ahead.
Like, he was talking all that shit, but then, you know, that they helped each other out when he was fucking hurting and getting cash. Like,
yeah.
I think they're all homies.
Putting him on his feet and shit.
It's a business first.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
And what sells pay-per-views, bro? Entertainment and controversy. And this fool was just littered with controversy, talking about Bohemian Grove, talking about
the
fucking...
kids. Married a porn star like the night before.
Yeah, bro. Talking about just all of the things. The Diddy situation, Epstein Island. What else was he talking about? What are those? The what is this called? The Illuminati, bro. Everything. And then all of a sudden, there you go. And then all of a sudden, bro, everyone just turns his back on him. He ain't gonna win.
He said De La Hoya.
The one shit that I did get upset with, fool, is like he missed weight. I didn't like that. But again, that's all part of the crazy.
Well, no, you also he saw what happened when you came in that small.
Yeah.
And that dehydrated.
I'm not going to risk losing. He's like, I want to win.
Fuck it. I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
I'll pay 1.5 to come in however I want. And Haney took the fight, so even overweight.
And Haney's going to get paid. 1.5 is more than what the purse was going to be for the actual fight.
No.
Look it up.
Is that true? Yeah,
so maybe that was like a sneaky move to help him out. He's like, hey, I'm a little bit extra money.
He was going
to
win.
Don't trip.
Big up Garcia, dog.
He'll never fight at 140 again.
He's got to go up. Everyone's calling him out now.
Yeah.
Fucking
massive.
Pitbull Cruz is calling him out, dog. That'd be a good fight.
Yeah, that motherfucker looks like a pit bull.
Especially when it comes in with the mask, bro. That would be a sick ass fight.
Speaking
bro.
Of masks,
go ahead, dog. Oh yeah, big up to all my friends are rappers. Dude. He gave me a ski mask, bro. El compa Keme gave me a ski mask.
It goes with your Shane.
It's on some Bichi Kodak Black. But when you be me, I'm white.
Kodak Black, but when you see me, I'm white.
Look at that shit. Beautiful. I don't know where I'll wear it, but I'm pretty sure at work when it gets closer to winter time.
Dude, wear that shit behind the bar at 3 Punk.
I will rock this thing. Barry, enlighten us.
Enlighten you.
Give me a story.
You guys want to hear about my 420?
I love
you. We started it together and then diverged into just, you went to Little League. I was worried about you, actually. How did that go?
Fine.
Because you were high as fuck.
Was I?
You looked it.
No, my eyes are always red.
I know, but like, no, like, you had the million yard stare, too.
Right? Oddly enough, I was very chill. I didn't go overboard. I knew what my limitations were, especially since I hadn't done any of the marijuanas pretty much all of year.
Yeah.
So I was like, I better like slow play this.
When even if you hadn't smoked, that hot box would have like
yeah.
not even put you over the edge, but like it would have got you. Like,
I did eat nice. A shit ton of tacos because it was a taquero at the anniversary party. I had I had 4 tacos asada con todo and 2 vampiros con todo. Dog. Sick. Go ahead, Bray.
All right, well, so me and a friend of the show, friend of Third Avenue, friend of Chula Vista, our homie Javi, we went out
Javi.
To Hopperlandia for the 420. There was our 3rd year anniversary.
Damn, you guys sponsored by 9-5 or what, bro? Yeah, look at you guys. Mike Medcalf sponsored me. Look at you guys.
What a beard on
well
Javi.
Done.
He was looking sharp, yeah. He was wearing Lakers and camo. That's the combination.
Jesus, dude.
But yeah, we went out. We were doing some like interviews with the vendors. We interviewed a couple people who worked there. We got to interview Big Boss David again. He went hard in his interview with us. So I'm going to be editing that together this week and having it out probably next week for, I don't know. Are we going to put it on the, where do you want to put that? You want to put that on the Spotify, the YouTube, or just like the Discord or something?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
I'll put a highlight reel for sure, and I'll show that on the show next week.
Very nice.
But yeah, I think I had a great 420. After that, we went to the hockey game. And
you motherfuckers love hockey, bro.
We do. It was the last hockey game of the year, so it was their
So we got in just in time when we went.
Yeah, emo night was a good one.
All right, cool. You ever been to a hockey game there, Albert?
Yeah.
You like them?
It's indoor soccer.
On skates.
Mm-hmm. With fighting and less falling.
On ice.
It's dope. It's the last dominant white sport. I'm with it.
Requires talent.
Pickleball?
Cornhole. Pickleball, yeah.
Nah, pickleball. Dude.
No, you'll see in my video, I made a very nice cornhole shot.
Did you really? Nice, bro.
They had cornhole, they had giant.
Did you get some interview of people there? What was it?
Yeah, so we interviewed like the vendors. There was like a couple of like food and drink vendors. Then I interviewed a couple staff. I was going to try and get DJ Marquitos because he was up there.
Uh-huh.
I saw him. He gave us a little shout out. He saw my emo brown shirt.
DJ like, Marquitos. Hell yeah, bro.
But yeah, I was trying to just get anybody that would talk to us, basically, but. And then at a certain point, you know, the magic of the day happened.
People stopped like, being able to
We should
speak.
Probably stop this.
Were you able to go into the magic school bus and conduct business there?
Yes, I was.
Yes? Did you get any footage or
documents? We got the special invite, so it was awesome.
Did you get any footage of there?
I tried not to because
Why?
I didn't know who would be cool with being on camera.
Everybody. They wanted us to be in there for that.
I asked a couple people and they seemed kind of
weird. Oh, really?
Like, I don't want this to be out there. I'm like, well.
Were you wearing a shirt when you asked them?
I was wearing the emo brown shirt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was I wearing a shirt, period?
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying.
What was Javi's involvement in all this? I'm curious.
He was a cameraman / producer. He also got an interview. So I interviewed him last after we got just annihilated.
Javi was a pivotal role in this whole operation.
He was awesome.
I love Javi. I was just curious what he was, you know. What's up,
I couldn't think of a better person to do 420 with.
Oh, like, you know what? 100%.
He is on my level with the smoking. He's on my level with the party.
Y'all forget, Javi is my homie first.
Perfect opportunity to bring this up. Look at perfect opportunity for Local Love Monday. This is what Local Love Monday is all about, is putting motherfuckers on game like Javi and giving an opportunity to go out there and partake and be involved. If you are or you know a small business owner, entrepreneur, artist, talent, creative, whatever, bro. Just somebody who's in PTA, somebody who's involved in Little League, somebody who's running for school board, for city council, whatever. That's what Local Love Monday is. Come in here any Monday you want.
South Bay local or San Diego local?
It could be
local.
San Diego local, bro. San Diego. It could be anything. Come in here.
Musicians, you know, artists.
It's a simple 15 to 20 minute interview, an opportunity for you to tell us what your business is, how it helps the community, you know, and how you got involved. Just give us the who, what, where, why, and all of the things. 15 minutes, and we'll put it out. Because that's what Emo Brown is at its core, is we wanted to put, you know, give people an opportunity or a platform to share their victories and what they're striving to be here in the community. So that being said, we have a shit ton of people that want to come in and do that. Local insurance brokers, coffee shop owners, artists, musicians. My just want
four
to come
way
in.
Different people you just mentioned there.
What happened?
That was like four way different like genres.
And that's
there.
What I'm saying. Because I mean, we are not just one kind of community. We are a community consisted of different threads that brought together, create a rope, un mecate, un lazo.
So anybody but realtors will take on, really.
We got one of those coming in.
Why
too.
Don't you want realtors? Hey, are you still like standoffish with other realtors? Or are you good
with other realtors?
Yeah, any realtor in specific?
No,
because I do have people that reach out to me that want to be on here, and then in the back of my head, I'm like, oh
no,
man,
it's
do
not
I? Want...
Allowed.
It's not allowed.
Is it like when Stout sees another dog, he just kind of like puffs up a little?
Yeah, just
Stout.
A little
no, Stout smells their butt, dude. Hey, I gotta find out what to do with Stout, dog.
Why?
This motherfucker, I need to either neuter him or get him to studying.
Jerk him off, dude.
Yeah. Lend him a hand. Yeah, you can get him out breeding or what, Don?
Bro, we need to get his papers right.
What does that mean?
Gotta get that pedigree.
Gotta get that.
I have the paperwork that he is purebred, whatever. Like, what is it?
That fool's dope.
Yeah, from like American Kennel Association.
AKC.
I have that shit.
Oh, then let's try to figure this shit out.
What do you mean?
$500 a pop?
Is that how it works?
Well, they don't, so they can't mount.
What
they don't
that?
Have dogs naturally.
Okay.
He has to get.
Really?
Yeah. And then they put it right into the
and I if think you're selling our boy Stout.
And if you wanted to work, they it's like two C sections. They
work,
put it in there.
Really?
Let her get pregnant 12 weeks later, open her back up.
So this dude He humps everything in the outside right now.
Yeah,
basketballs, soccer balls, any ball.
I think the way that they're like hips.
No más no puede.
No más no le llega.
No llega.
You got to let him at least try.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll figure it out, but yeah.
Give the boy a chance. Come on.
give the boy a chance, bro. Handleberry, what else you got for us?
I got a funny headline.
Oh, shit. Where's
I don't know if we still do headlines around here, do we?
Yeah, man.
So before I bring up the headline, though, I'd like to ask you guys, because you're both married men.
Yeah.
Correct.
Are there any secrets between you and your significant others that you think could
that
be
we keep from them or that we keep amongst ourselves?
Maybe that you keep from them.
Oh.
That could be seen as a deal breaker if they find
Barry,
out.
Barry, if that's something somebody fesses up to here, I don't think that's very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. And I've done some dumb shit in this chair. Yeah,
Barry, shit. Your wife's sitting right behind you, Barry. Do you have any secrets you keep from her?
I do not.
No?
No. And
actually, you know what? To a flaw. This motherfucker begged everyone in the room to choke him out. Put him to sleep. You were here.
Yeah, put the video up.
Put that video up, bro.
Put it after his video.
is that a deal?
What?
My video, then yours goes out?
No. Oh, I'm still in trouble for mine. Mine's older.
Tell me more about these secrets. Tell me more about these secrets you keep from your wife.
Yeah. fuck it. I'll just tell you. So the article I saw, I can't bring it up because the note signed me out. Fuck yeah, Apple. It was about a man who found out that his wife.
Go ahead.
Was keeping sex tapes from a previous relationship. I believe it was the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, so not
before
from
them,
them.
Like 7 years before they got married or whatever, she had these tapes. She kept them. And he found them somehow and confronted her about it and said, why do you have these? Like, why didn't you get rid of these? Will you get rid of these now? And she's like, puts her foot down and was like, no, I'm keeping these. They remind me of a time when I was like young and free and crazy. And like the article kind of like went into their own little thing about it, but like it made me think like.
And I don't like that, Barry, when it makes you think.
When it makes me think. Yeah, it's like, why would somebody hang on to shit like that? Like, and like, what does she do with it? Like, does she watch it and like.
Well, yeah,
compare
she's holding
it to
on
like
to
her
it,
current
fool.
Man. Like, what? And like, okay, so let's say you found out your wife's.
My wife is a fucking angel, bro.
Sex tape.
Amen. You watch your
would
mouth.
That be a deal breaker? Because the guy is still with
fucking
her.
Swinging on you.
I'm sorry, Fernanda. If I found out you had a sex tape and you would not believe it. If I found it, that
escalated quick.
If I found it and confronted you and then you still doubled down and wouldn't get rid of it just to like make me like feel better. Then,
well, let's weigh out the pros and the cons. The pros are.
Yeah, what are the pros?
I don't think she's not cheating on him.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
That's emotional cheating.
Which to women is worse?
Well, it's a woman who's doing it.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
It's the wifey.
Would you have a sex tape that you kept?
Do you have a sex tape?
I don't. No.
No, I look terrible.
I wear socks and keep the lights off, homie.
Hell yeah.
You know, I'm more of a kinetic. I go by feel.
I'm more of a sonar guy.
I'm emotionally driven.
Do I have a sex tape? No, fuck no, dude. No. No, I've been with one woman, dude, my wife.
Stay away, dog. You're the 18th of 18 boys in your family.
Dog. If I found that shit out,
yeah, that would be a deal breaker. Now, would it be a conversation?
It's a conversation, okay? Because you know now we're about to have a child together, so this shit's a little different.
Yeah, what is the scenario with them?
Yeah, I think how intertwined are their lives?
All around, I think it's a bad idea.
I think it's bad. Again, but I think it was like they'd been married for some years. Mm. Like it wasn't like a fresh marriage, like on the honeymoon. She's like, hey, she didn't even tell him.
No,
found the tape. So
she knew it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
What was he looking? What was he looking for?
Probably like Christmas presents or something.
On her phone?
With a VHS?
Oh, wait, where was it? Like in a cassette format? How old is
they
this?
They didn't
lady?
Go into the details on that.
Details, yeah, bro. I'm trying to get the article, but the fucking
Apple's got me signed out.
Unreal.
How different is it
from a highlight reel? Why can't she just keep it in her mind? Why does she have to have an actual fucking
actual video,
reasoning
DVD. Was that it was like, it reminds me of a younger me, like I was crazy and fun and I don't get to do that anymore. But why don't you just remember that? And like,
I don't know. I think
your memory lets it go, then it's not for you.
This relationship has way more problems than a fucking videotape, dog.
Sounds like it.
Let's be real.
We should get them on the show.
Imagine, dog. I was talking to wifey. I was telling her, I think I would be a good therapist. I know how to assess
Jesus
the situation.
Real,
ask her. Ask her, like, she'll tell me, like, situations, and I'll, like, break them down for her, and then she's like, oh, that's what such and such told me. That's what this person told me, too.
You know how many people would quit your therapy sessions because
you
called
so?
Them a weenie?
You know how many people would fucking drive straight to the corner?
Listen here, you little weenie.
I get great pride out of giving great advice.
When I called you to tell you I was going to quit my job.
Which one? Because we've had this call many times.
Cintas. When I was like, hey, dude, like, I'm
what did I tell you?
You said think about it.
Yeah.
Think
follow about your shit. Heart. But follow your fucking heart,
but, dog. But you're heavily emphasized on, hey, that other industry's tough.
Cool. Blah, blah. Has it been tough?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Ultimately.
No, it was good advice, I guess.
You got to do whatever feels right for you.
I think if you took the belittling out of the front end
that's
of
part
it.
Of, that's part of my technique. Mm. That's part of my therapeutic technique.
You took out that out of the front end, it was just the advice. It was solid. It was just like the break you down and build you back up shit. Not here for it.
You weird. How long have we been friends?
Too long.
There, no, I'm
that's
saying.
Not, that's not long enough.
That's what I'm saying, dog. I'm
Seven years?
The itch is there. Is all
7 years. You guys could have a sex tape by now.
Damn, bro. So where is this family from? Duh, they're
Reddit.
White.
This sounds Midwest. Hey,
they're white. What? Real shit, right?
I found the article.
Okay,
is
go
it
ahead.
Midwest?
It doesn't tell you where they're from, but he did say
Instagram article. This is what we're doing now,
dog? She has no feelings for him. That he's basically a background, not the husband, the guy in the sex tape. She's like, the ex-boyfriend is basically just a prop in the sex tape.
Tokens of her youth and stupidity.
So she's watching porno where she's the star.
Sure. Yeah, like maybe she's just watching herself, I guess, but I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. That's just
to each their own, I guess. Every relationship is different. I wouldn't want to be a part of it. Mm-mm. I wouldn't want to have that, but you never know. There's a lot of different kinds of relationships.
I wish they would have put their age, too, because it seems like a young people problem.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the generation that came up with, like, smartphones and everything, they've been filming themselves since they were born, basically. Like, how many of these kids are going to have some really bad shit that they film that they don't really, intend to
keep? Our kids don't even have phones yet, bro.
Yeah, but they will. And by the time they get them, like, they're still going to be young. You know, they're not going to be, like, 30.
But hopefully they'll be more responsible. Because my kids are in elementary school, bro. My kids are in elementary school. And all of their friends have phones. Yeah. Like 75% of their friends. Like 3 or 4 friends will have a phone. Like I'm going, driving over there to pick them up, and I see the use or the need for it in this situation. I'm driving to the school to pick them up, and these kids are walking, and they have their phone on them or like on speakerphone.
Where you at, Mom?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Like, you know, I'm here now. I'm on the block. I'm here. I'm turning. Yes, I want that for that feature. It's everything else. So, I mean, I know the phones have the capacity of blocking internet, blocking text, blocking video, blocking this.
Yeah, but kids figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. My kids aren't ready for that. They're too little.
So it's funny you say that. I got a call from a recruiter.
Go ahead.
For a company that sells. Have you seen those bags that they use at comedy shows?
Yeah. The zip bags. So
they have that for school applications.
All right.
Kids get here. Right as you're walking into school, you put it in here. It locks. It's a perimeter around the school. So it's not to be used on school grounds when you come out.
Until there's an incident on campus, and then they can't have access to their phones.
Motherfucker, I'm not going to go sell it. It was a car. What the fuck you want, dog? It said, to the premise. Dog, what do you want from me? You know?
Oh, man. There's nothing more scary than parenting, bro. That's all I'm saying. You're about to encounter that. Barry knows all about it. There's nothing.
I think better than a phone, just give your kids like an AirTag. You know, like just tuck an AirTag into their shoe or something.
Yeah, they have
like,
that. Those
or like an AirTag with like an emergency beacon or something.
Is that where we're at though?
I'm trying to find one online, but bro, like every kid's phone. Look at this. All these kids' phones. They look like real phones. They have like Apple Watches and shit for kids. Like
that's fine.
The one I wanted that I saw a long time ago was for it was like I think it was a Verizon. It was like literally looked like a toy phone, like a Fisher Price, like plastic, but it literally just had a button to call mom. Dad, fire department,
so police. Fully functional.
That was it. But there's no button, like no numbers, no nothing, like. You input that shit, they just have a couple buttons to push. But a phone that you could talk on. Like a walkie-talkie, like, stronger.
I don't know.
Look, because my kids are getting older, and that is inevitably going to happen. Wifey and I just went to seventh grade class, like preparation class for Sonny. He's going to be going to seventh grade, and it's a program that we're enrolling him at Hilltop. And it was all about, like, you're very involved. You know, like, it's one of these programs
like
where you got to be
baccalaureate
very,
or something?
Yeah.
Like that's how we do it at Hilltop. We're involved.
That was kind of the deciding factor on why we went to this middle school over any other middle school. It's like, okay, so they're going to go with a group of kids that are in this program, and they're very involved. They do this training. They do trips. They go
seventh through senior year.
Yeah, so they're
it's IB.
Yeah, and I'm like, cool, we're in. But it's like, fuck, he's going to be in seventh grade. He's going to need a phone. He's going to need this. Everything we've protected him from or did our best to kind of – put an obstacle
like
in front
moat,
of yeah
a moat around him
that's gone at seventh grade. It's gone, bro, because he's gonna be with
for you, dog, as a professional bully, right? You bully for a living.
Yeah, no, hey, real shit,
you fucking bully for
we
a
don't
living.
Get paid for
go
this
ahead.
Shit you know,
yeah, we
get
do.
Paid for this.
Grasshopper, go ahead.
So if like you're a bully and
I'm not a bully, but go ahead.
I'm gonna keep saying it,
bitch, I'm gonna let you finish.
It
go ahead.
So as a bully, you usually pick on like people's, you know, what's different about them.
Go ahead.
So if all the kids have cell phones and your kid doesn't, Are you opening him up to being like the weird kid or the kid that's getting fucked with because he doesn't
because
have
of a phone, dog?
Bro, kids do it.
Because of a phone?
I remember like not having fucking Osiris D3s in sixth grade. Like, I had Osiris's. They were just wearing D3s. I thought they were ugly, but everybody had them. And then it was like a, mom, I need fucking D3s. Everybody has them. And then I showed up with the black
and red ones. My job as a parent is to make sure that their self-esteem is, you know, boom, to at a healthy level, you know? We do our best, but ultimately, bullies are bullies, dog. I was not a bully. I am a product.
You're a bully now,
for sure. I'm a product of being bullied.
I had high self-esteem until August 2017. I remember exactly when I lost my self-esteem. I was at the bar with bitch-ass Barry.
Go ahead.
Other Barry, also a bitch-ass.
Babs.
Yeah, Babs. And he came up to me and he's like, hey, dog, I didn't even really notice you had small teeth till they told me.
What's up?
And I hadn't noticed I had
small
teeth.
Trust me, I noticed.
Dude, I thought I was, you know.
Normal.
I thought, like, yeah. I thought I looked like a kid, dog. So I was like, what the fuck? Remember that shit?
Boy, do
and
I.
Then you put me on the news?
Yeah.
As Albert Small Teeth
and
Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's when my self-esteem.
This motherfucker showed up on local news, KGTV 10, ABC News. They came into the brewery when we were opening the brewery.
Shout out Joe Little.
Shout out Joe Little. Field reporter for at that point for ABC came in, did an interview, talked to all of us at the brewery. I said, hey, do me a solid, dog.
It was a personal favorite, dog.
Hook me up. He's like, what's up? And I was like, hey, this is my guy. This is my first hire here. Good dude. But do me a favor. He's a little too cocky. And he's got really small teeth. So when you introduce him on your segment tonight, if you could please just put like Albert, quotation marks, small teeth Aguirre. And fucking, you better believe, by the time the 10 p.m. news came
it was 5 o'clock.
That clip still gets put in rotation,
too. It was 5 o'clock, dog.
True or false, Albert, you don't go around town. Oh, you'll go around town still, and people still call you Little
Teeth.
Dude,
people who I've never met, dude. Who just called me Little Teeth the other day? Oh, at Dwayne's thing.
Yeah?
I'm like, hey, how are you? At Dwayne's thing.
At a moment of recollection and loving.
People are somber. Oh, man, you're remembering him. It's a celebration, but it's still sad, right? We miss him. And someone's like, oh, hey, how you been, man? Little Teeth, right?
That's right. That's me.
You brought them a little joy in that moment. Good for you.
So is that doing? Bullying or amplifying
yes,
my love
you're
for
a
you?
Bully,
bro.
Dog.
I don't think so.
Dude, so I saw him that night because I had that shift and you were there and Chikali was there and your mom was there and fuck Alexis was there and I was hot.
Your teeth were sweaty. One thing Albert never has to worry about getting older is getting long in the tooth, bro.
Fuck you, dude. I'm going to give veneers. Oh, but yeah, I was hot, dog. But it's all right. You told me to buy into it.
I did. I said, what are you going to see? I am a product of being bullied, Barry. I've been bullied.
Who the fuck bullied you, dog? What do you
mean?
My
family, my class. I was little. I had big ears. I was really skinny, dog. Like, you know, and my son totally is falling into that little parameter. So I'm like, I tell wife, he's like, you know, we got to get him into something that amplifies their self-esteem. I said, we got to get him to like stand up for themselves and each other. Jiu-jitsu.
You ain't shit, bro.
Real
they
shit.
Bullied me. I was light skinned. I had big ears. I was skinny.
Dude, they used
like,
to call me.
I was too tall.
Bro,
was,
they used to call money.
Me. Yeah, like, I just like I was so paid, and like right, they just bullied me because of it.
It's therapy time. It's therapy time. They used to call me leche
asshole,
face,
dude.
Fool.
I was so light skinned for a Mexican. Like
bro.
I just didn't fit in.
Yes.
Fuck you, bro.
At the nucleus of getting bullied,
fuck you, bro.
At the nucleus of getting bullied is being called out for something that you're different for.
Hence not having a cell phone.
Okay. I hope that's not the case.
I feel like that's not as much of a thing.
I'd rather him not
dude,
have
kids
a cell
will
phone.
Find anything,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I agree.
D3s.
Go ahead. Look at. They used to call me Gatman, dog. Fool. They used to call me Gatman.
Oh, no. I look like the model baby.
Yeah.
Get the fuck. I was, dude, like, it was traumatizing. People were like, you look like that model baby.
You're so
though.
Cute and handsome.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, I was too cute. It was too
and
handsome.
In Spanish, it's not even Gerber, dog. It's called Gerber,
Gerber. Pinche Gerber.
Pinche Gerber.
Camera one? Camera two.
Dude, yeah.
Can't even
get
tell.
The fuck.
Nah, dog. Hey.
They bullied me for being too cute.
As a
bullshit.
Parent now, you're going to have to make a decision. Would you rather your kid be a bully or get bullied? And it's a fucked up position to be in. I don't want my kids to be bullies. I want my kids to be able to have the capacity to de-escalate a situation. And if they see a classmate, a friend, a family member in need, they know how to step up and handle and protect them as well as each other.
I have bully traits, dog.
We all do. They're called self-defense mechanisms.
Oh, fuck.
That's what it
he
is,
has been
bro.
In therapy. Look at this.
God damn, you know, state, bro.
You're quick to hurt because you've been hurt and you don't want to refeel those things. All right.
We need like that sad Hulk
it's
music.
A vicious cycle.
But it's real.
But it's real, dog. So you'll see. You're a dad now. Soon. You'll be a dad soon, and you're going to have to, like...
So the answer, though, is I'd rather her be a bully, right?
I think it's a healthy, like, in-between. I think that the answer is I want somebody who knows how to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, I want her to be able to be like, first off,
bitch,
fuck
please.
You and the bitch, then the click you claim, whatever. West side when,
go ahead. There, I get you.
Quick, but claim.
One more time.
That's some shit, I don't know.
Go ahead.
First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
There you go, Tupac.
West side when you... When you ride,
mm-hmm.
come equipped with game.
There it is.
You claim to be a player. Yeah, whatever.
You haven't heard
it. Got it. So I don't know. So I don't know what she's going to say, but maybe she'll look like me. You know? And then we'll have to prep her to be the bully, Doug.
Oh,
you know what I'm
man.
Saying? They'll be like, listen, sweetheart.
You'll see, bro. It's all pinchy ha ha ha.
Until it happens. I'm with you, bro. This is the shit that keeps me up at night right now.
As soon as you clip that umbilical cord, it's real. She is no longer dependent solely on your wife. She is going to be dependent on both of you.
And it's like, did you eat the placenta pills or whatever?
Nah, fool. Take it easy, dog. Mm. You don't have to eat everything that's presented to you.
He just takes the kid out. Do I get to eat this?
What bully?
Fuck. All right, I'm observing. It's your job now, dude. I'm with it, bro.
It's your job now.
Nah, dude. Hey,
packages and bullying.
Three little boys. That scares me because they're gonna get fucked with, and it's my job and wifey's job to learn. So, all right, handle it like this. Are you that? What they called you? No. Then why the fuck you worried about it, dog?
That's how you're gonna do.
So why are you worried?
But I am that. I do have small teeth.
Well, that's...
What the fuck,
then
dog?
I guess it's not bullying,
is it? I am a little fat, dude.
Bro,
a
little fat. Better change. Hey, I have an article.
Oh?
Mm. I didn't know this was real. Like, I thought it was legit a joke. Like, it just came up on my Instagram story. Like, the reels, you're just kind of scrolling while you're taking a shit in the morning. I'm like, this can't be real, dog. So I'm looking at mine, and it says, arrested for looking gay. This is real.
Those are veneers, dude.
Bro, this is
a reputable source. Yahoo good. News.
Oh, and well, that's just the one that was like, they were all international sources. You know, this is out of the UK. So, because this actually happened, it happened in Turkey, dog. So the guy was detained by 8 cops after asking for directions.
That shirt's a little sus.
Because they thought he participated in a forbidden gay pride march. So you got to remember, in this region of the world, LGBTQT, all of that is very highly looked down upon. There is no protection for that lifestyle over there. How ridiculous is that, fool? Like, that wouldn't happen here, but in Turkey, you can get freaking profiled and arrested for looking gay. After being beaten and detained for 17 hours, one officer finally told him that it was clearly a case of wrong place at the wrong time. So what happened? I guess there was some sort of like a gay pride parade march.
And my dude was wearing that fish top.
And that
top,
dude was wearing a crop top. Order,
yeah.
Yeah. And
with
they
the
just.
Frosted tips.
Yeah. It wasn't the only guy.
Did you see half gold chain, half puka shell?
Dude, oh, the puka shell.
It was 50-50, dog.
That's a pearl necklace.
Oh, I like that. That's a 50-50 look.
That's when you can't make up your mind in the morning.
And frosted tips?
Am I Barbara Bush or am I 50 Cent? I'm going to go with both of them, fool. They still sent him to jail. He went to a prison. On the border of Syria, he was with other foreigners in similar situations, is what I'm saying. It wasn't just this dude. He wasn't singled out. The Turkish police was on a sick one just looking for all dudes that resembled gay guys.
Anybody good looking.
Let's break it down.
I'm safe.
At the root
but
cause
you,
of their-
as a Gerber baby?
At their homophobia, dog? Like, they were looking for good looking dudes.
Imagine, yeah, it kind of makes you like the thing that you hate the most, huh?
Connect the dots. It was a period of holiday in Turkey, so he only managed to call his parents in Portugal after 7 days in jail, bro. He was in jail with other foreigners receiving death threats, fighting for his life. He was in there. I don't remember exactly how long he was in there.
I think it said 20 days.
20?
No, my man.
After they admitted
after
that
they
it was
beat
like,
his ass?
After they admitted that it was a wrong place
Over
at a wrong
days.
Time, they said, well, fuck it. We already processed you. You ain't going nowhere, bro.
That's what you get for being fucking good looking, dog.
Right? And having
us
a 50-50
uglies, that problem,
necklace.
Bro. That 50-50 is wild.
I kind of like it.
That's a wild
Barbara
move.
Bush was known for having pearl necklaces. Like, respectfully. Like, like a real one.
Like, Jesus Christ. Did she just pass them?
No, I don't know. And... You got that street hood necklace on the. I don't know. I might look into that. Don't go to Turkey, Barry.
Yeah, don't take that turkey, though.
You think Turkey, you think he's not safe in Turkey? You think that's good looking? With all due respect.
I'm just curious. This is the Barry. This is. Okay.
If you wear just the mustache, jail right away.
As soon as I start talking.
Jail right away. Because that's.
But imagine living in a place like that, fool. were simply based on suspicion of some shit. Stereotype. Being profiled, you can be detained for 3 weeks.
And TJ, fool.
Minus the detention. That's TJ, high school.
Lana, la lana pan.
Si, wey, but like if you're not, line that up and, you know, neck tattoo, maybe, you know, cars in your name.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're gonna pull you over regardless.
Yeah, you're
right?
gonna get it. You're gonna get a pullover.
And then if you hit them with any kind of like that super heavy Spanglish, you know, it might be your time.
You might find yourself
in a situation, dog.
Yeah, I find myself in situations like that all the time down there. Like, but I've never been incarcerated for 20 days or being a handsome fella. Shit. I guess that says more about me than
Gerber baby shit. Bro.
My parents, bro. I don't know if I talked about this. My parents were in a car accident in Tijuas maybe like a month ago.
No mames.
Yeah, like in a month ago, they were down there in a car accident and they felt bad. And they were going through the story and I was like, sounds like you guys got hustled. So the premise of the story is they're in Tijuas, they're driving to Colonia Libertad through Otay, Partalta by the airport and everything.
Yeah.
And on one of those streets, and one of those streets right there, they get hit by a car. Allegedly. You know, they made it seem like my parents hit them, but in actuality, the side of their car was hit. He gets down, the operator of the other car, and says, "Hey, ¿qué pasó? Me pegaste, blah, blah." I'm like, "There's a what? No. Two witnesses came to the defense of the accuser, say, "No, yo lo vi, señor, y se quiso ir. You guys tried to drive away." I was like, "What?" And it's like, the other guy's like, "No, I saw him hit you." Like, these, my parents, they hit you, telling the other guy. Then a copper rolls up. On a cruiser.
Conveniently.
Yeah, on a cruiser, because, you know, hey, we're going to impound your car or you can handle this on your own. So already, bro, the table has been set. You got the fucking pieces on the puzzle already there, and my poor parents, and they got hustled for some money, bro.
No more.
They had to go to an ATM and take
it. They didn't try the KFC trick?
Bro, nah, it didn't work there. That only works if you're ready, you're about your shit. My parents are older, bro. My dad, El Chicali. He's 71 this year, bro.
No way.
Yeah, fool.
They look good.
Chicali was at Barrio Logan for fucking Chicano Park Day, homie, on his motorcycle with the other fucking
crazy ass biker.
Yeah, with his biker friends and shit. But he's 71, and he's you know, he's getting long in the tooth. But he can handle his shit. You know what I'm saying? So my parents were like, "Oh, pues qué hacemos? No, pues hay que pagar." So they paid. They paid. You know, and they got out of it. Fast forward 3 weeks later, till about a few days ago, like at the most a week ago, there's an article.
About those hustles
were sent to my mom. One of the family members was like, "Hey, does this look like the guy who fucking pulled you guys over?" And my mom was like, "That's him. These motherfuckers travel in fours."
Yeah.
The actual guy who hits you.
The two witnesses
and a fucking copper.
Hell yeah.
So, ha ha ha, Turkey, you'll get arrested for looking gay. But in TJ, they'll crash your fucking car and hustle you for at least a rack. At least a G, they're going to take off you with the threat of, "Well, te presentamos en frente del juez,
uh-huh,
o se arreglan entre ustedes. We impound your car, we present you in front of the judge, or you guys can handle this on your own, bro."
Yeah.
If these motherfuckers spend enough time, because these criminals are geniuses, bro. When it comes to hustles, they just know how everything operates.
I mean.
Go ahead.
Bro, it's still.
What would you do?
It's still very much a third world country. Well, I'm never going to get mistaken for handsome.
Go ahead.
So I guess I'm good in Turkey.
Yes.
And in TJ, you know, I speak their language.
You are TJ, fool.
I speak their language. I look safe.
He'll be one of the witnesses.
This motherfucker.
No, I saw it,
bro.
You know what I mean? So, like, but.
You are a tranza.
No, I wouldn't say that, but.
You got tranza. But DNA in your system.
But I call some people, you know? Yeah. Hey, fucking, what's going on?
Let's talk about another tranza.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another tranza. My other story that I read that was like going, making its way through the internets as well.
Internets.
This lady, dog, she took her dead uncle.
Oh, I saw that shit. The Brazilian lady?
The Brazilian lady took her dead uncle, bro.
Should I show this?
Yes, dude.
Okay, well, give a premise.
Trigger
guys,
warning.
Trigger warning,
bro.
Tell the story first and then I'll show it. How about that?
This dude is dead. All right,
and he looks dead.
But you know what? She's like a ventriloquist, kind of, because he was like
Weekend at Bernie's
maneuvering the head and the neck to make it work. I was like, oh shit,
yo!
Took her deal,
A
few hours after he passed, to the bank.
Oh no, shit!
Right there, fool. Dude, look it. I've worked at a bank. I'll be like, yo, what the fuck, fool? Like, this dude is no longer.
No way, dude.
She made him grabbed his hand and put a pen in it to sign off on an outstanding debt she had.
On a loan.
Okay, but she was getting, loan
she,
is a debt.
She was getting a loan.
Go ahead.
He was getting a loan in his name.
Mm, for her.
He was getting a loan in his name, dog.
What's going on in Brazil, fool?
Fuck. Bro, you watch City of God, bro?
Bro,
there's a lot going on in fucking Brazil.
Los hippies. These bankers were privy enough and smart enough to realize, all right, obviously.
Oh, he has fucking genius level smarts to see there was a problem there, dog.
What if they were in on it? What if they were in Turkey? Oh. What if they were in TJ? What if they were in TJ, fool? I'm just saying, Banorte doesn't play. Tiene huella? Sí, sas, go. No problem. Bro, they arrested her on the way out.
Yeah.
Time to go.
And they said he'd been dead for a minute, right?
Yeah, no. A few hours. So she was moving quick. She's like, oh, I'm running out of time.
So here's, I read it and I saw it. And that paperwork and all that shit must have been ready.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like he was all in for it and he just happened to die. So I think clouded judgment.
You're going for the fucking clouded side of the knees.
I'm thinking he was in his deathbed, like, you know, really sick, maybe not quite, you know, given his last rites. And she was like, look, Theo, shit's crazy out here.
You have good
credit. It's going to be expensive to bury you.
Bury.
Can we borrow some dough? And he was like, yeah, fuck it, dude. I'll let you borrow some money.
Well, that window closed as soon as he died, fool.
Dried up. And they called the bank, and everything was moving, and then fucking he went to go take his shit, and it happens. Yes, that's how a lot of people die.
Hey, that's Chupano season 3. Capo. Gigi the Capo.
Gigi.
Took a shit.
Hey, with all due offense, I can't take this, but look what happened to Gigi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There it is.
So, I think she, in a time of desperation, clouded her judgment.
How disturbing was this video, though?
Go, bring it back.
I feel uncomfortable putting that up.
Bring it back. How did she get her mouth, his mouth
open? I thought there was a blurred one.
No.
The one I sent you was blurred. Where the fuck did you find that?
How does his mouth open and close the whole time?
Don't show it. But
bring
that,
it back.
No, fool. You might have to take that one down.
Bring it back, dude. I want to see what's going on.
Bury the producer with a
yeah, I'm a producer.
Less than stellar judgment today.
I thought it was the blurred one.
I showed the wrong one.
Shit.
I showed that lady's sex tape.
Yeah, sex tapes. This is corruption in different countries.
This is an old school episode. Fuck.
King Ryan Garcia. Let's finish it up with the poll, and then we're all done.
What's the poll?
The poll this week was, when you go to a bar,
yeah,
what do you order, dog?
Jameson ginger ale with lime.
Cocktail, then. That's your move.
Jameson ginger ale.
Any bar you go to.
Most bars.
Okay. Barry?
Usually I'm a beer and a shot guy. Those change.
That's some Kid Rock shit, homie.
Yeah, usually...
It's a Bud Light.
It's a Miller Light and a shot of JMO. That's what I do now.
Wild turkey. You strike me as a wild turkey
That's
guy.
That's Thanksgiving only.
Only Thanksgiving.
Oh. Yeah.
I've gone under the impression. I've always old fashions. Anywhere I go, I want to try out your old fashioned. If it's on the menu,
that's your California burrito?
That's my California burrito with guacamole.
You're the only reason I've ever drank those.
Really? And I don't ask them to do anything special to your old fashioned. I'm just saying, I'll have an old fashioned.
Just
como sale,
make it.
Sale.
So I guess if you're trying... Like, restaurants are famous for their drinks, right? Like, some. So, like, Bally High?
Yes. Tiki's.
All day long. They limit you at two of them, right?
Because they're big.
Because they get you fucked.
Gargantuan.
So, all right, cool. Like, Polite Provisions, they have some cocktails
weird
that they're known
smoky,
for.
Smoky
shit like
cocktails,
that.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm walking into a bar and I don't want
to. You're walking
miss,
to the Elwood, bro.
I don't want to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the Elwood, I know they're not going to miss, period.
You're going
because that's the best bar in the South.
Handle! The Aero Club.
I've been to the Aero Club like twice.
And what did you order?
Probably Jameson Ginger Ale.
I'm saying.
Just because I don't want to miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to fuck up JMO Ginger Ale.
Yeah.
They make it pre-can now, by the way.
Multiple brands do.
But Jameson by itself.
Oh, Jameson creates his own. Yeah.
Jameson Ginger Ale Lime, which I thought, you know.
There's a Jack and Coke too, like actual Coke.
With actual Coca-Cola, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Branding and everything.
If you bring up the stats, this is what people actually voted on. 21% of the people actually go to a bar and get beer. 16% of the people go with wine, 26 get a cocktail, and just because I was being selfish, I said, let me throw in an old fashioned. I threw this up really
you threw
late.
You the emoji knowing that was your pick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he tried to make it more alluring. He's like, look at this one. It's half.
That's exactly. You were like, old fashioned, yes.
Look at that old fashioned, though, bro.
How there's only one right answer.
Good looking old fashioned, bro.
Look at that old fashioned.
Nice. People who drink wine at bars are weird to
weird.
Me.
Weird. I know a few. I know the
can
guilty parties.
Can I get a char?
They're a usual. Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
I saw somebody order an old fashioned with tequila yesterday.
A mezcal.
I don't even know if it was mezcal. It looked like a
tequila, really?
Like a fucking blanco. But like they Yeah, like I saw them making all the old fashioned stuff. So I was watching the bartender thinking about Steve as I do. And then fucking they put tequila in it. I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't want to make the person who ordered because they were sitting at the bar. I didn't want them to feel weird. So like when the bartender had a moment, I was like, what the fuck did you just make
and
that guy?
They say?
So I would like old fashioned with tequila. I was like, do they do that? Is it a thing? I guess it's a thing.
Oh man, I just love
old fashioned. You like Manhattans?
I've had them. I don't love them.
You don't love them?
Old fashions, Jameson ginger ale.
Yeah.
Of late, I'll even have a mezcal.
You used to be a big Lemmy guy, no?
Never me.
Oh,
no, he's a Tom Petty guy.
I'm a Tom Petty guy. Kevin. Double ginger, double Jameson. Lemmy is a double Jack and Coke.
Yeah, that's a Kevin. That's a Viking drink.
Yeah, the Viking drink. But a Tom Petty was me, the double Jameson and ginger ale. But I've grown into an old fashioned now. I enjoy them. I love them. Right. Way to finish, guys.
I can't believe wine was a fucking option on there and people actually picked it.
Yeah, I mean, people drink wine.
Wine at dinner, dog.
Wine at dinner. We went to dinner in Little Italy. We went on a date night because wife was like, hey, we got to go to date night. But with nobody else.
You don't have it scheduled?
Yeah, we do, but with nobody else.
Oh, you like to entertain.
Yeah, you know.
You get bored.
I know. Ooh, shit. Fuck. Join us later tonight as we release Albert's reel of what he feels. Never mind.
Damn, perro. Where'd you guys go to dinner?
We went to a restaurant called Bencotto. Yeah, so Bencotto is right there off of Fir, F-I-R, West Fir, right off of the India Street sign and everything.
Yeah.
Slick spot. One of the spots known for actually putting the pasta in the cheese wheel.
Oh, the one that they make it on the cheese wheel.
I was like, all right, my first time
Gimmicky,
here.
But good?
Gimmicky, but very good. Mm. I wasn't quite sold. It was a certain kind of pasta. Like, I don't remember the name of the pasta. And it was a cream-based broccoli sauce in the wheel of cheese with some prosciutto.
Mm.
Some prosciutto. It was really fucking good. But I ordered an old-fashioned there, and it came with a cinnamon stick. Hmm. And at the edge of the cinnamon stick, it was, like, charred. Like, what's it called? They lit it on fire and created that smoky effect. So anytime I would drink it, I'd get a whiff of the burnt cinnamon. Fuck you. It was amazing. It was fucking amazing, dog. I was like, hell yeah. That was that, bro. Wifey ordered spritz or wine, whatever. Like a,
April spritz.
When's the last time you guys drank wine, like willingly?
At home?
Have you ever picked it yourself? Like, you know what? Today's a fucking wine day.
Anytime I want to wine down. Dude, fucking red. Dude, red and like 10 milligram gummy.
That's I like wine and weed.
That's the best sleep you'll ever have.
We used to call it twigs and berries.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
So it was a twigs and berry night. We would drink, what's the one I love?
Fuck, I'm Ménage à Trois.
No, what?
The Ménage à Trois red is
La
bomb,
crema.
Dude. That red
La
blend?
Crema. Uh-huh. It's a wine called La Creme. And it's a red. And anytime we have that bottle of wine, we'll drink it. We were up in the desert. We went to Palm Desert for the little getaway. And we had a couple of the bottles.
It's a good little peda.
Yeah.
Clean. But at a bar, I just can't imagine going, fucking Lakers need three to cover.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, well, what the fuck are we doing here?
Take it easy, Otani. What the fuck?
I went to a like super underground wrestling match in OB one time. Like, literally, they have like.
I believe those are called orgies.
Yeah. They had like a legit ring and everything set up. It was like between two buildings that they kind of turned into its own building. Mm. It was so fucking funny. But like, there was people, you know, and we're all sitting in the bleachers and the guy comes out to like do the intro of like, hey, you guys, you're going to do drugs, do in the bathroom. And, like, all of a sudden, like, everybody's pulling out blunts and shit. And I was like, oh, this is my kind of place. Then I turn around behind me, and these two chicks have, like, a bottle of wine and big-ass wine glasses. They're just at a wrestling fucking event.
Dude, like,
just pounding the red. I was like, all right. So that's when I, like, thought maybe wine is cool. But
maybe wine is cool.
Wine at Coachella. You slap the bag. I forgot about that. I've done
that. Oh, yeah. That's high school shit. Yeah, though, right? Like, box wine, take the bag out. And
the bag at Coachella. And do this
you missed going to Coachella?
Down. Yeah, it was. It's funny. I have a really good message from my business partner about that right now.
He went?
Nah, he was fucking bummed out that he didn't go. You know, some babies young and shit.
Should've took him. Yo Gabba Gabba was there.
But yeah, we missed that shit. Although this year's lineup was kind of trash, but.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because you didn't go, huh?
Yeah.
If you would've gone, it would've been sick. Fool.
Best lineup ever, dog.
Oh my God.
Tell her the creator, dog.
Fuck. Hey, we gotta get you up north. You had an appointment with the dentist. Things that we learned today. Gentlemen, ladies, delete your sex tapes from your phone or get rid of your DVDs.
Or die on that hill.
If you're married.
She died on that hill. Fucking respect for her. I ain't deleting this.
She wanted a way out.
You don't fuck like he does, dude.
She wanted a way out.
She needed a way to hurt him, probably.
And she
you know he's good looking, right?
She took it to Reddit, dog. I found this story. Hey,
yeah, it was on Reddit.
Gay and turkey story. Found it on Reddit as well.
Reddit is a reputable news source.
A reputable news source. We are the mainstream media. We are emo brown.
According to Joe Rogan, yeah.
Great episode, boys. Took it old school. See you next week.
Love you.
Whoa, hold on a second. There we go.
Inchi bit.